It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, on this Saturday afternoon. Jesse Ray with you from Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. The boys' third-place game for this Class 2A state tournament, as the Valley Falls Dragons, the number one seed in this year's tournament, fell last night to St. Mary's, and now we'll be taking on the Linden Tigers in this boys' third-place matchup. As taking a look here, again, Valley Falls, the number one seed coming in. They were 23-0 on the season. Now they set at 24-1 after an 80-69 loss to St. Mary's. Again, last night for Linden, they lost the heartbreaker in double overtime to the defending state champion Hillsborough Trojans, 37-28 again in double overtime. As we get set for the boys' third-place matchup, we're going to take a quick timeout. We'll be back with your starting lineups and the opening tip here from Bramlage Coliseum. You're listening to Dragons Basketball on KNZA 103.9.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
Kearney and Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney and Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Make owning your dream home a reality. No matter what your goals are, Kendall Bank Mortgage is here to help you find the home loan solution that best fits your needs. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For all your insurance needs, stop by and chat with Julie at Kramer Insurance Agency in Ozaukee, specializing in auto, home, and farm insurance since 1954. Visit their website at kramerins.com. That's Kramer Insurance Agency, located in Ozaukee.
Hi, I'm Michelle Garrity, owner and broker of Pia Friend Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. Our agency is located in Oskaloosa, Kansas, serving the entire northeast Kansas area, along with northwest Missouri. Real estate is one of the most exciting investments you can make, and it should be a fun and rewarding experience. With Pia Friend Realty, we will provide you with top-notch service and expertise along the way. Contact me directly at 785-250-1984 for all your real estate needs. Because at Pia Friend Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
At Rainbow, we understand that connections are important. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. With the number of connected devices in your home increasing, so should your internet speed. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports, your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Manhattan Bramlage Coliseum, the host site for this Class 2A state tournament, as the Valley Falls Dragons get set to take on the Linden Tigers. As the Valley Falls in their 15th state tournament, they finished second in 1978, 1993, and 2009. They finished third back in 1980 and fourth in the year 2000. For Linden, it is their 8th state tournament appearance. They were second in 2011, third in 1972, 1983, and fourth in 1948, 1971, and 1977. As we are getting set here for the boys' third-place game, our girls' third-place game just finishing up. The Smith Center Lady Red defeat the Berean Academy Lady Warriors 44-37 in that matchup. As we are getting set here for this boys' third-place game. As again, Valley Falls, the number one seed coming into the tournament, fell last night to St. Mary's by a score of 80-69. For Linden, again, 22-3 on the year. They're in the third-place game after their double overtime heartbreaking loss to Hillsborough, 37-28. Again, the Tigers of Linden, three losses on the year. The other two coming at the hands of Osage City, 56-50. They also lost to Olpe, 56-43. as we take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Linden Tigers. They will start number 12, a 5'9". Again, 5'9 junior for the Tigers. Number 12, Evan Fearborn. Number 15, a 5'9 junior, Ryan Bones. They will also start number 20, a 6'3 senior, Toby Miller. Also starting for the Tigers will be number 23, a 6'1 senior, Darian Massey. And number 31, a 6'5 junior, Jackson Biggs. For the Tigers, they are head coached by Michael Massey. Again, 22-3 on the year. They average a 59 points here in this tournament. They're giving up 37.5 points in the tournament. For the Valley Falls Dragons, they will start number 13, a sophomore, Zach Evans. Also start number 22, a junior, Dylan Cervantes. Number 23, a senior, Trenton Kraxner. Number 30, a senior, Brennan Miller. And number 55, a senior, Avery Gatzemeyer. Gatzemeyer, again, the fifth starter there. The Dragons head coach by Caleb Gatzemeyer, assisted by Clayton Hawk. They average here in the tournament 66.5 points a game, have given up 70.5 points per game after yesterday's 80-point performance by St. Mary's. The Dragons 24-1 on the year. They're looking to take that third-place medal back, as again, their lone loss coming in the semifinals last night to St. Mary's. Looks like the Tigers of Linden in their road black jerseys, black numbers, orange trim. The Dragons in their home white jerseys with the gold numbers and the black trim. Dragons across the front of the jersey in white lettering, black outlining. Looks like a Valley Falls will go left to right on your radio dial to start the ball game. As ball is up, Tigers win the tip, and Linden goes right to left on your radio dial, as it will be Bones taking it right to left. He's across the timeline, dribbles down and behind the back, dribble right wing. Top of the key, dribbles all the way out left wing. Massey drives inside to the left elbow, underneath a four Biggs. Biggs, hook shot, turnaround, good. Jackson Biggs gets the first points of the ballgame for the Linden Tigers, as they ran out much of the clock yesterday. Unfortunately for Tigers, they came up just short. For the Dragons, it's Kraxner with it. Out front goes the basketball. They're swinging around the left wing. Now to Miller. Miller, top of the key. Gatzemeyer for three. He buries the three. Gatzemeyer hits the three, and the Dragons go up by one, 3-2, 7:15 left to go in the first quarter. Massey swings it down to the left corner. Bones with it. Back out to Fearborn. Fearborn back around to Massey right wing. He dribbles to the free throw line, hands it off to Biggs. Biggs spots up for three. That one no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers, and it will be Dragons basketball. 7 minutes left to go in our first quarter. The Valley Falls Dragons with the early one-point advantage after an Avery Gatzemeyer three-pointer from the top of the key. 3-2. Valley Falls leads by that one-point margin. Miller with it. Now to Gatzemeyer left side. Gatzemeyer works against Biggs. Crosses over. Spin move. Picks up his dribble. Passes it off. Tipped out by the Tigers. Picked back up by Gatzemeyer. Gatzemeyer picks up the loose ball after Fearborn got his hand on it to tip it out. Dragons reset the offense. They hand it off to Cervantes. Down to the left corner. Drive inside, and Cervantes gets the two. Cervantes with the two, and the Dragons now lead the Tigers by three. 5-2, Valley Falls with the early lead. They look inside of four Miller. He kicks it out quickly. Massey for three, no good. Rebound tracked down by Zach Evans. His first rebound of the ball game. Fighting for the basketball. They're going to step out of bounds as Massey was out of bounds when he touched the ball, so it will remain Valley Falls basketball. 6:10 left to go here in this first quarter. The Valley Falls Dragons lead the Linden Tigers by that three-point margin as they look inside of Forrest Lafontes. Out of bounds, and it will remain a Valley Falls basketball. 6:02 left to go in this first quarter. Valley Falls leads 5-2. Gatzemeyer looking to inbound. Gets the pass in. Back to Gatzemeyer, now left corner. Gatzemeyer back out left wing to Miller. Miller looks in. Gatzemeyer deep left wing three. It's good again. Gatzemeyer's got 6 points. He's hit two threes, and the Valley Falls Dragons now lead by 6, 8-2. They're on an 8-0 run since Linden scored first, 2-0. And then Valley Falls has been all Valley Falls since as Miller drives inside. His shot from the left block, no good. Tipped out and rebounded by Gatzmeier underneath. Gatzmeier averaging 13 points a game here in the tournament. Also 2.5 rebounds. Cervantes drives inside. They leave it off. Left block shot is up and good for Kraxner. Cervantes with the assist. Kraxner with the points, and Valley Falls now on a 10-0 run over Linden since they scored first. Pigs, right block shot, no good. Rebound tracked down by Zach Evans, his second rebound of the ballgame. They hand it off to Miller. Miller now to Gatzmeier. Out front, Cervantes for three, top of the key. Rattles out, no good. Rebound tracked down by Linden. That was Fairborn with the rebound. They drive inside. Shot is up and good for Jackson Biggs. He's got all 4 points for Linden, and that ends the 10-0 run that the Dragons were on to start this ballgame. 4:46 left to go in the first quarter. It's a 6-point Valley Falls advantage, 10-4 over the Linden Tigers. Right wing goes the basketball to Miller. He'll fire up the deep three. No good. It's just off to the side of the rim. Rebound tracked down by Darian Massey, his first rebound of the ballgame. 10-4, Valley Falls leads the Linden Tigers. 4:25 left to go in the first quarter. Linden with the basketball. Massey out front. They give it to Biggs left side. Looking in for Miller. Now they get it to Miller. His shot is up and good as Biggs gets the assist, lobbed it over the head. Miller went up and got it, and then went up, laid it in softly, and the Tigers now on a 4-0 run as a foul going to be called on the floor. First, a team foul on the Linden Tigers. Foul is on Jackson Biggs, his first. Looks like Jalen and Massey into the ballgame. Carl Basil into the ballgame. As Cervantes drives in, his shot no good. Rebounded by Miller. Miller gets it to Biggs. Biggs, Euro step. Shot no good. Rebounded by Cervantes on the other end. And now a whistle going to be called. Going to say out of bounds off of the Dragons. Their first turnover of the ballgame. 10-6. Valley Falls leads by 4. 3:49 left to go in the first quarter. Linden scored the first 2 points. Valley Falls scored the next 10. Now Linden has scored the last 4. Miller gets the loose ball. Gives it underneath for Biggs. Biggs drives inside. Fade away at the right block. Rattles out. No good. Fight for the rebound is on. Last touch by the Linden Tigers will be Valley Falls basketball. And the Kraxner went up. Got it knocked out of his hands. And again, it will be Valley Falls basketball. 3:39 left to go here in the first quarter. 10-6. Valley Falls leads by 4. The number one seed in this tournament. And losing last night to St. Mary's, 80-69, looking to take home at least the bronze. Cervantes has shot off the front of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Miller, and Miller going to get called for the travel. Got the rebound, and then switched his pivot foot. Gets called for the travel. Ball goes back into the hands of the Linden Tigers. Jalen Massey brings it right to left on your radio dial up the left sideline. Directs traffic down to the left wing. Biggs, top of the key, inside shot, blocked by Cervantes. Rebounded, though, by Basil as Massey drives inside and throws it off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Kraxner. Kraxner ahead to Gatzmeier. He's got 6 points, hit 2 threes already here in the first quarter. Miller back to Gatzmeier, right wing. Picked up by Biggs, gets the screen. Gatzmeier lost the handle on it. Bounce pass inside for Kraxner. Kraxner out to Evans. Evans drives inside, and he's going to be fouled. Second team foul on the Linden Tigers, as Evans has had a huge state tournament, averaging 23 points per game. .2:45 left to go in the first quarter, 10-6. Valley Falls leads a Linden here in the boys' third-place game of the Class 2A state tournament. Left wing goes the basketball to Miller. Miller crosses over. Picks up his dribble down to Cervantes. Cervantes drives in. Bounce pass to Miller. Miller fakes the pass, drives inside, and he's going to get called for a charge. As Miller had his feet set for the Linden Tigers. And again, Miller gets his first personal foul. First Valley Falls team foul. Into the ball game is Caden Massey. He's a 6'8 sophomore. Taking a seat will be Toby Miller. Jalen Massey brings it up the court for Linden. 2:25 left to go in the first quarter. 10-6 is the score. Valley Falls leads by 4. Massey picks up his dribble. Looks inside. Ball tipped out. And it's picked up by Biggs. Biggs free throw line jumper. No good. Rebounded by Cervantes. His second. Miller brings it up the court. Cervantes with it. Back out front to Miller. Miller to Evans. Evans drives inside off the glass, and he's going to get fouled. This time a block going to be called on the Tigers. Their third team foul in the first on Jalen Massey. It'll send Zach Evans to the free throw line. He's a 70% free throw shooter here in Manhattan. Again, he had a huge first night, 28 points in night number one against St. Mary's Colgan. Didn't have quite that many last night, but again, averaging 23 points per game. Up and good as Zach Evans hits the first one. Evans hitting the first one. 2:02 left to go in the first quarter, 11-6. The Dragons lead by 5. Evans getting set for the second one. On its way, that one's good as well. Zach Evans, his first 2 points of the ball game, and is now 12-6. Again, a 6-point advantage for the Valley Falls Dragons as they lead the Linden Tigers here in the boys' third place game of the state basketball tournament here in Manhattan, Class 2A state tournament. Massey tries to pass it inside. Ball tipped around. This big sophomore picks up the basketball, gives it to Biggs in the left corner. They look inside for Caden Massey. Massey turn around, block from behind as Krackner came in from behind and gets the block, goes out of bounds into the tunnel. And the ball finally got retrieved with a minute 40 left to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls leads by 6, 12-6 over the Linden Tigers. Jalen Massey inbounds to Darian Massey. Massey turnaround jumper off the glass and good. Darian Massey gets his first points of the ball game. It makes it a 4-point Valley Falls lead, 12-8 with under a minute and a half left to go here in the first quarter. Krackner inside for Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier kicks it out front, Cervantes. Cervantes, one dribble back to Gatzmeier. He'll fire up the deep three. Off the front of the iron, hits the back of the iron, back to the front. No good, rebounded by Darian Massey. That was almost NBA range three that time for Gatzmeier. Down to the right corner goes the basketball for the Linden Tigers. They give it to Basil. Off the glass and good. Basil with the points, his first points of the ball game, and it pulls the Linden Tigers back within 2, 12-10. The Dragons have led by as many as 6, but Linden able to fight back here. Miller with their right wing. They go out front. Gatzmeier, he fakes left, goes right, elevates right, elbow shot off the back of the iron, no good. Cervantes mistimed his jump. Rebound tracked down by the Tigers. Jalen Massey, his first rebound of the ball game. 38 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Massey, free throw line runner, no good. Tipped out, rebound tracked down by Basil. They give it to Biggs on the left baseline. Biggs looks inside, lost a handle on it. Jalen Massey drives in, he'll run it off the glass, no good. Rebound tracked down by Zach Evans, his third rebound of the ball game. 20 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls leads by 2, 12-10. Miller dribbles back out center circle for the Dragons. Going to look for the final shot of the first quarter. Miller makes his approach, tipped out by Darian Massey. Miller comes back up with it. Cervantes with it. 5 seconds. Gatzmeier looks at the clock. 3 seconds. He's between the circles. Gets the screen. Three on its way. No good. It's off to the left. And that's how the first quarter ends. The Valley Falls Dragons lead the Linden Tigers by a 2-point margin, 12-10. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with the second quarter of action from Manhattan right after this as you're listening to Dragons Basketball on KNZA.
K4 Ag is your one stop for ag and everyday life in Valley Falls. For car and truck repairs or mineral, feed, and farm supplies, they've got it all. Give them a call today at 785-945-3202. K4 Ag, just off K4 Highway in Valley Falls.
Heinen PHU Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHU Services in Valley Falls.
Petro Convenience Store. It's your one-stop shop in Valley Falls. Need some fuel and snacks? They've got it. Need to grab lunch or feed your family dinner? No problem. They've got Godfather's Pizza and a hot case and the Chow Now ordering app to make it easy. Need a cold snack after the game? They also have that with their soft serve ice cream and shakes. Need to grab some adult beverages on the way home? Well, they've got that too with Valley Liquor located inside. Petro Convenience Store in Valley Falls. They've got it all.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Manhattan Valley Falls with the basketball to start the second quarter. Krackner underneath. They get it to Evans. His shot is up and good as he's got his first field goal of the ballgame. Krackner picks up the assist. Evans has 4 points. Again, he's had a huge state tournament. He's averaging 23 points per game here in Manhattan. 14-10. The Dragons regain a 4-point lead as Miller backs Evans in. Shot is up off the left, and a foul going to be called. This will be the second team foul on the Dragons and the first on Zach Evans. It'll send Toby Miller to the free throw line. He's 4 of 9 from the free throw line here at the state tournament. First one for Miller on its way. No good. 7:27 left to go here in the first half. Valley Falls leads by 4, 14-10. Second one on its way. No good. Rebounded by Cervantes. His third rebound of the ballgame. Gives it back to Miller. Miller out front to Evans. Evans to the right wing of Gatzmeier. Gatzmeier on the dribble, working against Biggs. Drives inside. Shot is up, blocked by Biggs. Right back in the hands of Gatzmeier. Evans can't track it down before it goes out of bounds, though. Second turn over of the ballgame by the Dragons. So far, a pretty clean game by both teams, as again, Valley Falls just picking up their second turnover of the game, and Linden only has one turnover so far. 14-10. Valley Falls leads the Linden Tigers here in the boys' third-place game by the 4-point margin. 7:10 left to go. Massey for three. Darian Massey buries the deep three. He's got 5 points, and it puts the ball game at one. Valley Falls leads 14-13. 7 minutes left to go in the first half. Miller picks up the dribble, gives it to Cervantes. Inside for Krackner. He is a layup is good. He's now got 4 points. 16-13, 3-point lead. Biggs has it. Right block, spin move, working against Krackner. No good. Fighting for the rebound, put back by Miller. Good. That pulls Linden back within one. And Valley Falls lead 16-15. Just under 6.5 left to go here in the second quarter. Miller finds an opening, drives down to the right baseline, behind the back dribble, back out right wing. Krackner out front to Cervantes. Cervantes on the dribble, gives it back to Miller. Miller, top of the key, hesitates between the legs, dribble drives in, free throw line, stolen away. Third turnover of the ballgame for Valley Falls, and then it's stolen away by Cervantes. His first steal of the ballgame as Bones lost it. And 2 points. Krackner now has 6 points. Makes it 18-15, a 3-point margin again for Valley Falls. 5:50 left to go here in the first half. Biggs swings it out to Massey. Thought about the three, instead drives down right baseline. Biggs will fire up the top of the key three. It's no good. Rebound by Cervantes again, his fourth rebound. Gives it off to Miller, who quickly gets it up to the left wing. Hands it off Gatzmeier. Fakes left, goes right to the free throw line. Lost the handle on it because he was fouled. Fourth team foul on the Linden Tigers. 5:31 left to go here in this first half. Valley Falls leads by 3, 18-15. Biggs picks up his second personal foul. Into the ballgame for the Tigers will be Stevix. Into the ballgame, Jesse Stevix is a 6'9 senior for Linden. He'll come in if Biggs takes a seat with those two fouls. Gatzmeier in for Evans, up and good. What a great inbounds play by the Dragons that time. Evans has 6 as he was cutting straight towards the basket. Gatzmeier found him. He easy 2 points off the glass. Inside is the basketball for the Linden Tigers. They kick it back out right wing to Bones. 5:15 left to go in this first half. 3 on its way. Stevick right off the bench and buries the 3. 20-18. Valley Falls still leads by 2. 5:05 left to go in the second quarter. Gatzmeier to Cervantes to Evans in the left corner. Back out front, Craxton. Krackner back out to Gatzmeier, left wing. Gets a screen from Krackner. Lost the handle on it. Picks it up, gives it to Miller. Miller resets the offense. 4:45 left to go in the first half. Evans inside. Cervantes' shot is up off the glass and good. That puts the Dragons back up by 4, 22-18. 4:35 left to go in the first half. Massey again, 3. Another deep 3 for Darian Massey. He's got 8 points. As Valley Falls wants a timeout, it is a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. 22-21, Valley Falls leads by 1. You're listening to Dragons Basketball on KNZA.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction supports local schools and wishes our area teams the best at state basketball. Covenant Real Estate and Auction specializes in live, internet-only, and live webcast auctions. Contact them at 785-573-SOLD. Covenant Real Estate and Auction, celebrating their 25th year.
Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today for a free estimate, 913-367-3161. L&L Construction, where quality is their priority.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. Jesse Ray with you for the Class 2A State Tournament. The boys' third place game features the Valley Falls Dragons. They lead the Linden Tigers by one, 22-21. 4:26 left to go here in this first half. Valley Falls is led by as many as six here in the first half, but Linden keeps fighting back. They can cut the lead down to one before Valley Falls took the timeout. 22-21 and 4:20 left to go here in the first half. Kraxner inside for Cervantes. Shot is up, and a block going to be called on the Tigers. Their 15th foul, and the first on Darian Massey. That sends Cervantes to the free throw line. He's 2 of 6 from the line here in the tournament. So, the ref calling the foul here. The ref said the foul was on Biggs, but Biggs is on the bench as Cervantes hits the first one. He's now got 5 points. Like they got that changed. Coach Gatzmeier not happy that they called it on 31 because they want that foul on Darian Massey because, well, Biggs is over on the sideline for the Tigers as Cervantes hits the second one. He's now got 6 points. 24-21. The Valley Falls Dragons now lead by three. Massey has it right wing, guarded by Gatzmeier. They look inside for Miller. Miller working against Kraxner. Right block, spin move, and a foul going to be called on to the Dragons. The 13th foul on Valley Falls and the first on Trenton Kraxner. That'll send a Toby Miller to the free throw line. He's 0 of 2 from the free throw line in this ballgame. Came in a 4 of 9 from the free throw line here at the state tournament. Getting set for the first one, trying to cut into the three-point lead. It's on its way. Good. Miller's got 5 points. Basil back in. Also, Jalen Massey back in for the Linden Tigers. Miller's second one on its way. Good as well. So, Toby Miller now with 6 points. Pulls the Linden Tigers back within one. Valley Falls leads 24-23. 4 minutes left to go here in the first half of this boys' third-place game. Basil tipped it out. Evans comes back up with it. Gatzmeier swings around right wing. Miller for three. No good. It rattles out. Rebounded by Toby Miller. His third rebound of the ballgame. Outlets ahead to Jalen Massey. He brings it right to left on your radio dial. 3:40 left to go. Miller got away with a stutter step travel there. Linden still with the basketball. Darian Massey drives in, kicks it out. Basil drives into the paint, lost the handle on it, picks it up, throws it ahead to Jalen Massey. Now to Miller in the right corner. Miller going to spot up for three. That one too hard, no good. Rebound tracked down by Basil. His third rebound of the first half. 3:20 left to go. Miller inside on the baseline, gives it off to Basil. Layup, no good. Ball tipped around, goes over the backboard. And they're going to say last touch by the Tigers, so will be Dragon basketball. 3:12 left to go here in the first half. Valley Falls leads 24-23 here in the boys' third-place game from Manhattan. Miller brings it up the court left to right on your radio dial for the Dragons. Gives it off the left side, Evans. Evans out front, Gatzmeier, top of the key, working against Darian Massey. Back to Evans' left wing. Inside for Cervantes, stolen away by Miller. Fourth turnover of the ballgame for Valley Falls. They lead by one, 24-23. Linden with the basketball. Miller going to drive inside. Blocked out of bounds by Kraxner. His second block of the ball game, and he sent that one down the tunnel again. Two blocks, two of them went down the tunnel, and they had to chase down the basketball. 24-23. Valley Falls continues to lead by one, 2:45 left to go in this first half. Jalen Massey with the right side. He works against Miller. Miller backs out. Now they give it down to Miller. Right wing, or right baseline. Miller drives inside. Kicks it out. Darian Massey, deep three again. Again, it's good. Massey, three NBA range threes. And he now has 11 points. He leads all scores. And Linden now leads for the first time since they led 2-0, 26-24, 2:18 left to go in the first half. Valley Falls basketball tipped out by Basil, and it will remain Valley Falls basketball. 26-24, Linden with a two-point lead. Deep threes by Darian Massey here in the second quarter. He's hit three threes, and again, Linden now leads 26-24 after those three NBA range threes by Darian Massey. Inbounds to Miller, does Gatzemeyer. Miller on the dribble, working against Stavix. They give it to Cervantes. Cervantes underneath, and a travel going to be called. A fifth turnover of the ballgame for the Valley Falls Dragons. They trail by 2, 26-24. 2:04 left to go here in the first half. Miller will inbound for Linden. Jalen Massey brings it up the court. Right to left on your radio dial for the Linden Tigers. Looks to Coach Massey on the sideline to get the call. Massey on the dribble, picks up his dribble now to Darian Massey. No look pass inside for Miller, up and good. No look pass for Darian Massey. He found Miller underneath, got the 2 points, and now Linden with their biggest lead of the ballgame, 4 points, 28-24, minute 40 left to go here in the first half. Gatzemeyer right wing with the basketball, working against Darian Massey. Out front goes the basketball to Cervantes. Cervantes back to Miller left wing. Miller drives to the free throw line, behind the back dribble there, picks up his dribble, now looking to pass off. Looking, bounce pass thrown away by Miller. Miller drives inside, back to Miller, up and good, as Stavix gets the assist. 10 points now for Toby Miller, and Linden continues to build their biggest lead of the ballgame. It's now up to 6, 30-24. Miller gives it off to Cervantes. Right corner, long two, no good. Off the front of the iron. Rebounded by Stavix. Darian Massey, right wing with the basketball. A 6-point advantage for the Linden Tigers. A 49 seconds left to go in the first half. They lead 30-24. Stavix to Darian Massey, left wing. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Instead, drives down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Basil out front to Jalen Massey. Massey going to drive inside. Leaves off Miller left. Block shot is up. Count the basket. He'll head to the free throw line for an and one. Miller's got 12. Fourth, a team foul on the Valley Falls Dragons. As the Kraxner comes into the ballgame, or gets called for the foul. End of the ball game is Carson Clark. He's a senior for the Dragons. Miller's and-one attempt is good. Miller's got 13. 9-point ball game, the largest lead for either team, as Linden now leads 33-24. Miller with an out front for the Dragons. Crosses over, working against Stevic. Cervantes now to Gatzemeyer. Gatzemeyer back out to Miller. 13 seconds left. Miller back to Cervantes. Cervantes hands it off to Gatzemeyer. Looks for the clock. 8 seconds. 6 seconds. Hands it off to Miller. Miller to Cervantes. 4 seconds. He'll fire up the deep three. Off the back of the iron. No good. A rebound fought for. Massey comes up with it. And that's how the first half ends. The Linden Tigers in on a 13-0 run, as the Valley Falls Dragons led 24-20. It was all Tigers late in the second quarter. They now lead 33-24 as we head to halftime. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap up the first half for you right after this. You're listening to Dragon Basketball on KNZA.
Want to know what's awesome? Those kicking new tires on your truck? Yeah, and look at my receipt. That's all you paid for those tires? Get out of town. I did. Where'd you go?
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton.
Want to save a bundle on tires? Get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, the place to save on tires. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Valley Falls boys luck at state basketball. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Go Valley Falls Dragons!
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and ClearSpring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Jepson & Associates Insurance is an independent insurance agency located in Valley Falls, Kansas. Jepson & Associates Insurance has been serving customers in the Jefferson County area for more than 25 years. They can help protect what's important to you, from your home and auto to your farm or business. Call Jepson & Associates Insurance for a quote at 785-945-6211 or visit them on the web at www.jepsonins.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Manhattan and Bramlage Coliseum, host site for the Class 2A State Tournament. As we are at halftime of the boys' third-place game, where the Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons 33-24. As the Tigers scored first, they led 2-0 right off the bat. Then it was the Dragons scored the next 10 points. Then it was back and forth, buckets being traded. The Linden Tigers would cut the lead down to 2. Valley Falls would lead by 2 at the end of the first quarter, 12-10. But the second quarter, Valley Falls jumped out to an early lead. They led and outscored the Tigers 12-10 and led 24-20. At one point in that second quarter, the Tigers then went on a 13-0 run to end the half, and they lead 33-24 here at halftime. Taking a look at your unofficial stats before the first half for the Linden Tigers, 2 points and three rebounds for Carl Basil, one rebound for Jalen Massey, 3 points, one rebound, one assist for Jesse Stevick. It is one rebound for Evan Fearborn, one steal for Ryan Bones, 13 points, three rebounds, two steals, and a charge taken for Toby Miller. 11 points, three rebounds, one assist for Darian Massey, as Massey hit three threes in that second quarter, all NBA range threes. Massey feeling it from outside in that second quarter. 4 points for Jackson Biggs. He's also got an assist and a block. For the Linden Tigers, unofficially two turnovers in that first half. For the Valley Falls Dragons, it is 6 points, three rebounds, and an assist for Zach Evans. 6 points, four rebounds, two assists, and a steal and a block for Dylan Cervantes. 6 points, one rebound, one assist, two blocks for Trenton Kraxner. One rebound, one assist for Brennan Miller. And it is 6 points, two rebounds, one assist for Avery Katzmeyer, as he hits two threes to start the game, has not scored since for the Dragons. We're going to take another 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look around the state at how the early games went, as some of the third-place games getting started at noon. So we'll take a look at those and more coming up right after this. You're listening to the Dragons of Basketball on KNZA.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Jade Millwrights, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, offers new systems or repairs for your specific needs. See them for grain handling equipment, elevator legs, conveyors, dump pits, concrete, new construction, and new building layouts too. Jade Millwrights in Hiawatha.
Jamie Heinen is your local hometown real estate agent. With her knowledge about the market, she's committed to working hard for her clients and to selling fast. Contact Jamie Heinen with Covenant Real Estate at 785-640-2000. 2004.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Push more, pull more, lift more, and save more with a new Mahindra tractor right now at Heinen Repair. Take advantage of cash discounts and low interest or no interest financing up to 84 months available with approved credit. See Heinen for details. Mahindra is the official tractor of Tough, and you're tough too. Sounds like we have a lot in common. Save big on Mahindra at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in-store or online at HeinenRepair.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Manhattan and Bramwich Coliseum as we quickly run through the early games again. A lot of the third place games getting started at noon, and the boys won a Division II from Barton. It was Northern Valley over Buckland in overtime, 84-79. And the boys won a Division I from Dodge City. Maxville knocked off Solomon, 66-54. In our third place game here from Bramlage Coliseum, it was the Smith Center Lady Red over the Berrien Academy Lady Warriors, 44-37. And the Class 3A from Hutchinson, the boys' side saw Southeast of Saline defeat TMP, 57-44. Class 4A girls from Salina, it was Wamego over Wellington, 68-61. Class 5A boys from Emporia, looks like St. James Academy, big win over Mays, 81-62. Class 6A girls from Wichita at Coke Arena, it was in triple overtime, Blue Valley over Olathe North, 48-46. As we are just about at the end of our halftime break, we'll take our final two-minute timeout. We'll come back and bring you third quarter action. Should be a great second half here from Bramlage. You're listening to Dragon Basketball on KNZA.
Heinen Custom Operations is proud of the Valley Falls Dragons making it to the state tournament. From residential to commercial, the multi-talented team at Heinen Custom Operations makes your dream their blueprint. Contact them today at 785-945-3321. Heinen Custom Operations. Save the date for the Dirt Road Junk Fest, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 8th. Food, antiques, junk, handmade items, and fun for the kids. With over 200 vendors, you're sure to find some treasures. Go to dirtroadjunkfest.com for more info.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at rinkescattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Paul Heinen and Associates can meet all of your personal or business accounting and tax needs. Find them in Valley Falls, Kansas at 317 Broadway or call them at 785-945-3245. Paul Heinen and Associates, take it to the next level.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch. Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. Linden starts the third quarter with the basketball as Biggs drives inside. Runner in the paint, no good. Rebound tracked down by Gatzemeyer. 33-24, it's the Linden Tigers leading the Valley Falls Dragons as Linden into that second quarter on a huge run. Again, now they lead 33-24. Zevins drives inside, and he is going to be fouled. They're going to say foul on the floor, though. That's the first team foul on the Linden Tigers here in the second half. Fouls on Fearborn, his first personal foul. Gatzmeyer to inbound for Valley Falls. 7:34 left to go here in this third quarter. Dragons looking to come back as they trail 33-24 here early in the third quarter. Miller to Evans. Evans drives out straight to the basket. Jump stop, right block shot, no good. Rebounded by Kraxner. Kraxner is going to be fouled. He'll head to the free throw line. Second team foul on the Linden Tigers early here in the third quarter. Fouls on Jackson Biggs, his third personal foul. And as Kraxner heads to the free throw line. First one's on its way. That one rattles in. He's got 7 points. And while we got time here, we'll mention, hey, coming up at 4 o'clock here on KNZA is Royal Valley Boys against the Heston Swathers in the Class 3A State Championship from Hutch. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up at 4 o'clock as Kraxner misses the second one. Rebounded by Darian Massey. He's got 4 rebounds already. Stevics into the ball game at 4 bigs after he picked up that third personal foul. Linden with the basketball. Darian Massey gives it off to Miller. Miller works against Kraxner inside. Miller, spin move inside, and a foul going to be called on Kraxner. His third personal foul, first of Valley Falls, a team foul. Dragon faithful here in Manhattan, not happy about that one. And it kind of looked like he got all ball, but the ref saw that he must have got him with the body. And that sends Miller to the free throw line to try to extend this 33-25 lead for the Linden Tigers. 7:02 left to go here in the third quarter. Miller, first one on its way. Good. Toby Miller's now got 14 points. 7:02 left to go here in the third quarter. Miller again trying to make it a 10-point game. That would be the first double-digit lead for either team. And it's good. Toby Miller's got 15 points, and the biggest lead of the ball game is now 10. Miller with it out front to Cervantes. Cervantes swings around to Kraxner. Kraxner spin move at the free throw line. Picks up his dribble, bounce pass, tipped out, and thrown away by Toby Miller. Miller with his 7th turnover of the ball game. Miller gives it to Darian Massey. Back to Miller, back to Massey. Massey thought about the long three. Miller going to take it, though, and it rolls out no good. Rebounded by Stevics. Stevics with his second rebound of the ballgame off the bench. Massey pump fakes. Closed out quickly by Gatzmeyer. And a Fearborn shot no good. Rebound tracked down by Miller. Miller to Evans. Evans drives inside, and a foul going to be called. It's going to be third team foul on the Tigers. And the first on Jesse Stevics. 6:15 left to go here in this third quarter. Valley Falls trails by 10, 35-25. Evans' first one, good. He's now got 7 points into the ball game. Doramaji into the ball game. Spencer Doramaji, he's a senior for Valley Falls. Second one for Evans is good as well. He's got 8 points, and it pulls Valley Falls back with an 8. 35-27, 6:10 left to go. Darian Massey with the right corner, guarded by Gatzmeyer. They find a Stevics right wing to the free throw line to Miller. Miller's jumper, no good. Rebound tracked down by Stevics. His third rebound, lost it out of bounds. Turnovers, number 3 on the ball game for the Linden Tigers. They've done a nice job of controlling the basketball, but again, that's their third turnover. 5:58 left to go in the third quarter. Linden leads Valley Falls 35-27. Dragons trying to bounce back into this one as they've led most of the first half. The Tigers went on that run at the end of the second quarter to take the lead at halftime 33-24. Miller, deep three, no good. Rebounded by Doramaji. And his shot, no good. Out of bounds, and it will be Tigers basketball. 35-27. Linden leads 5:35 left to go in the third quarter. Tigers with the basketball. They get it out front to Miller. Miller drives inside. Runner, no good. Rebounded by Cervantes. His 5th rebound of the ball game. And now a double dribble going to be called. 8th turnover of the ball game on the Valley Falls Dragons. Again, they're trying to come back in this one, down by 8. 5:20 left to go in the third quarter. 35-27, Linden leads Valley Falls. Boys' third place game here from Manhattan, Class 2A. State basketball tournament. Miller gets the inbounds pass between the circles. That's now back to Darian Massey, left wing. Down to Fearborn. Fearborn, one dribble, gives it back to Miller, around a two, Massey, right wing. Out front, Stevic, he'll put up the three over Evans, left it short, no good. Massey comes down with the rebound, his fifth rebound of the ball game. Miller, inside for Stevic, tipped out by Evans, and Evans couldn't track it down before it goes out of bounds. So, the Linden Tigers will have to inbound things, set things back up. 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Linden leads 35-27. Bones, inbounds to Miller, hands it back off to Bones. Bones back to Miller. He's got a wide open shot. The Dragons able to close in, but Miller still gets the shot off. He's now got 17 points. Evans inside. Doramaji, no good. Rebounded by Stevic. His third rebound of the ball game. Bones drives inside. Fearborn, and he's going to be hammered inside. There were three Dragons in the area. Doramaji, Cervantes, and Evans all there for the Dragons. Doramaji with the foul, his first personal foul, second Dragons team foul. 4:37 left to go. Linden leads by 10, 37-27. Looking to build on their biggest lead of the ballgame. Up and good for Fearborn, his first point of the ballgame. End of the ballgame for the Valley Falls Dragons. Carson Clark, he's a senior. Doramaji takes a seat. 4:37 left to go here in the third. Linden leads by 11, their biggest lead of the ballgame. Fearborn trying to make it a 12-point lead. Cannot with that one. Rebounded by Gatzmeier, his fourth rebound of the ballgame. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will remain a Valley Falls basketball. 4.5 minutes left to go. Gatzmeier going to inbound it for the Dragons. Does so. They get it to Miller, right side. Miller out left side is Cervantes. He'll cross over, drives in, left elbow, picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Gatzmeier, right wing, deep three, NBA range three is good! Gatzmeier's got 9, his first since he hit the first two baskets of the ball game for the Dragons. He hit 2 threes early in the first quarter, put him up 6-2. Had not scored since until then, and now they trail by 8. Valley Falls down 38-30 to the Linden Tigers. 4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. Boys' third place game. Fearborn looked inside for Miller. Tipped out of bounds by the Dragons. It will remain Tiger basketball. Basil back in. Also Jalen Massey. 3:59 left to go here in the third quarter. 38-30. Linden leads by 8. Jalen Massey to inbound the basketball for the Tigers. Looking. Gets it in to Stevic. Stevic into Miller in the paint. Miller working against Clark. Miller kicks it out in a 3-second violation. Or a foul actually going to be called here. Well, no, they are going to say just a 3-second violation on the Tigers. That's their fourth turnover of the ball game. The way the ref signaled at first, I thought he was going to call a foul, but says a 3-second violation on the Tigers. 3:45 left to go here in this third quarter. 38-30. Linden leads by 8 over Valley Falls. Cervantes with it. Gets a screen from Gatzmeier. Back around to Gatzmeier, left wing. Gatzmeier, pump fakes, drives in. Deep three, left that one short. Rebound put back by Clark over the rim. No good. Rebounded by Stevic. Stevic passes it off to Jalen Massey. Brings up the court for the Tigers. He's out top of the key, left side now. Stevic inside for Basil. Tipped out by Clark as they were looking in for Miller. Miller back out to Basil. Basil drives in, and he's going to be fouled. 13 foul on the Valley Falls Dragons. 3:12 left to go here in the third quarter. 38-30. Linden leads by 8. Clark with the foul, his first personal foul. Basil at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from the line here in the tournament. Make it now 0 of 2. Jackson Biggs back in for the Linden Tigers. And programming up note for you, coming up at 4 o'clock here on KNZA, the Royal Valley Boys take on the Heston Boys in the Class 3A State Championship from Hutch. So stay tuned for that after our game. We'll get ready for that boys' championship from Hutchinson, Class 3A. Again, Royal Valley takes on Heston. Right now, we're in the boys' third place game from Manhattan. Linden leads 39-30. It is Valley Falls basketball. Sir Valentes with it. He's got it stolen away. Basil comes away with the steal, his first steal of the ball game. Ninth turnover for Valley Falls. Darian Massey in the center circle, met out there by Gatzemeyer. Gets a screen from Biggs. Massey uses it. Gatzemeyer able to get through that screen easily, though. Basil with the top of the key. Fakes the handoff, now passes it to Jalen Massey. Behind the back, dribble top of the key. Inside for Miller. They give it off to Basil underneath. To Biggs in the right corner. He'll put up the shot. Off the glass and good for three. Biggs' shot hit the rim, hit the top of the back, almost the top of the backboard, and somehow fell back in. And that means Linden now leads by 12, 42-30, as Evans is going to drive inside. He's going to be fouled on the drive. Fourth team foul on the Linden Tigers. Basil with the second to personal foul. 42-30. Linden leads by 12 over Valley Falls. Gatzemeyer to inbound for the Dragons. Does so to Miller. Miller out front working against Darian Massey. And a travel going to be called. Coach Gatzemeyer not happy with that one. Neither are any of the Valley Falls fans here in Manhattan, as they feel like Miller should have been fouled. Somehow he got turned around in the air, but no foul was called. They're going to say turnover on the Dragons instead. Their 10th turnover of the ball game. Miller drives inside, and now they're going to call a foul on that. Didn't call the foul at the other end. When Miller drove inside and got grabbed on the arm and spun around, they're going to call a foul on Zach Evans on this end instead, his second personal foul. And the fourth, a team foul, actually, they call it on Cervantes, his first personal foul. Miller back at the free throw line for Valley, or for Linden. It's on its way and good. He's got 18 points now. And Linden now leads by 13, 43-30, 2:01 left to go. Miller getting set for the second one. It's good. 19 points now for Toby Miller, the 6'3 senior for the Linden Tigers. Linden, their biggest lead of the ballgame, now 14 points, 44-30. Coach Gatzemeyer still working the ref over that call. Missed on the shot, and a rebound by Darian Massey. His sixth rebound of the ballgame. Foul called. Gatzemeyer with the foul, his first personal foul. 44-30, a minute 50 left to go here in this third quarter. The Linden Tigers a lead. And a timeout going to be called by the Dragons. We'll take it with them. It's a full timeout. You're listening to Dragons Basketball on KNZA.
Kearney and Son Construction, located south of Valley Falls on K4 Highway, offers a variety of services to assure you get the job done. With general construction, remodeling, additions, and more, trust Kearney and Son Construction of Valley Falls. Let them help you build for the future.
Interested in a low interest rate mortgage with no money down? You may be eligible for a USDA Rural Development Loan. Call Kendall Bank Mortgage to see if a USDA loan is the right option for you. Kendall Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. Jesse Ray with you here in Manhattan, the Class 2A State Basketball Tournament. We have a minute 50 left to go in the third quarter of this boys' third place game, where the Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons 44-30. We wait both teams to come back out here. Looks like we're just about ready to go. Clark out there, along with Evans. Also, Cervantes out there, Gatzemeyer, and Miller for the Dragons. Jalen Massey, Darian Massey. Also, Biggs. Looks like Basil out there, along with Miller for the Tigers. Jalen Massey works against Miller in the backcourt. Gets it across the timeline to Biggs. Down to the left corner, Darian Massey. He works against Gatzemeyer. Out to the left wing, Basil. Basil swings it out front, Jalen Massey. He's on the drive, finds an opening, drives inside, throws it up, no good. Rebounded by Zach Evans, his fourth rebound of the ballgame. Finds Miller left sideline, drives down left wing. Cervantes wide open for three, no good, too hard. Rebound tracked down by Evans, his fifth rebound of the ballgame. Miller, top of the key with it, works against Basil out front. Minute 15 left to go in the third quarter. 14-point lead. If Linden leads by that 14-point margin of 44-30. Gatzmeyer looks inside. Ball tipped around. They're going to say last touch by the Dragons. Their 11th turnover of the ball game. A minute 7 left to go here in this third quarter. Boys' third-place game from Manhattan and Bramwich Coliseum. Linden leads Valley Falls 44-30. Massey drives inside, tipped out by Gatzmeyer, and it will remain Tiger basketball. 58 seconds left to go in the third quarter now. Again, Linden leading 44-30 over Valley Falls. Boys' third-place game here in Manhattan, Class 2A state tournament. Tigers inbound to Darian Massey. Now to Basil. Almost tipped out of there by for Cervantes. Triple for Jackson Biggs. It's good. He's got 10 points. He's hit two threes here in the third quarter. And Linden extends their biggest lead of the game. It's now 17 points, 47-30. Gatzmeyer out front between the circles. Gatzmeyer deep three, top of the key, rattles out, no good. Rebound put back by Cervantes, and he'll head to the free throw line. He's got six rebounds, and that's the fifth team foul on the Linden Tigers here in the second half. Toby Miller with the foul, his first personal foul. Cervantes heads to the free throw line. Up and good on the first one. He's got 7 points. 47-31. Cervantes getting set for the second one, trying to cut into the lead, and does so with the second one. He's got 8 points, and it makes it 47-32, 30 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Gatzmeyer going to get called for the reach, his second personal foul, fifth Dragons team foul. 26.5 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. The Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons here in the boys' third-place game in the Class 2A state tournament, 47-32. 15 points, a Dragons Tigers advantage. Darren Massey looks to the sideline. Tigers going to look for the final shot of this third quarter. Massey hands it off to Biggs. Biggs picked up by Clark. Out front goes the basketball to Basil between the circles. Hands it off to Jalen Massey. 8 seconds left. He dribbles down to the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Darian Massey out front. 4 seconds left. Gets a screen for Miller. Puts it up. Blocked by Evans. Put back by Miller. At the buzzer, and it's good! Miller's got 21 points. That shot was blocked by Zach Evans. But Miller in the right spot at the right time. Got the shot off before the buzzer. And it makes it 49-32 here at the end of the third. We'll take a timeout. Be back with the fourth quarter as you're listening to Dragons Basketball on KNZA.
For all your insurance needs, stop by and chat with Julie at Kramer Insurance Agency in Ozaukee, specializing in auto, home, and farm insurance since 1954. Visit their website at kramerins.com. That's Kramer Insurance Agency, located in Ozaukee.
K4 Ag is your one stop for ag and everyday life in Valley Falls. For car and truck repairs or mineral, feed, and farm supplies, they've got it all. Give them a call today at 785-945-3202. K4 Ag, just off K4 Highway in Valley Falls.
Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls has been serving their neighbors for the past 34 years. They're your one-stop shop for all your plumbing, electrical, air conditioning, and heat pump projects. They specialize in carrier equipment, parts, and service. That's Heinen PHE Services in Valley Falls.
Covenant Real Estate and Auction wishes the Valley Falls boys the best at state basketball. Broker Andy Conser and agents Jamie Heinen and Caitlin Gantz specialize in traditional listings, buyer agency, and auctions. Reach them at 785-573-SOLD. Covenant Real Estate and Auction, celebrating their 25th year.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Manhattan as Clark getting the 2 points right off of the opening here in the fourth quarter. Now comes away with the basketball. And a foul going to be called on the Tigers as well. 16 foul on Linden. And the first on Ryan Bones. So the Dragons started the fourth quarter with the basketball as Gatzmeyer was out front. Saw Clark, got it to him. He split the defense, got it off the glass. Now he'll take a seat, and Kraxner comes back in. So Carson Clark with the 2 points and the rebound to start this fourth quarter. As again, it's now 49-34. Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons here in the boys' third-place game. Gatzmeyer drives all the way in. Shot short, no good. Rebounded by Evans. Miller for a three. It's no good. Rebounded by Kraxner, his third rebound, and then going to lose it out of bounds off of a Tiger's foot. It will remain a Dragon basketball. 7:22 left to go in the fourth quarter. 49-34. The Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons here in the boys' third place game. Coming up, a championship game for you here on KNZA as Royal Valley takes on Heston in the boys' 3A state championship from Hutchinson. Cervantes finds Miller. Miller to Kraxner. Kraxner shot no good. Put back no good. Fighting for the rebound. Evans comes up with it. His put back is no good. Rebound put back by Kraxner. He's going to be fouled. Kraxner will head to the free throw line after the 17 foul on the Tigers. Miller picks up his second personal foul. Kraxner looking to cut into this 49-34 lead. 7:09 left to go. Linden with that lead over Valley Falls. Kraxner's free throw good. He's got eight. Couple tries out at that time of four Valley Falls as Kraxner had a couple offensive rebounds. Evans had an offensive rebound. And Kraxner getting fouled on that last one. Makes it 49-35 and now misses the second one. Rebounded by Toby Miller, his fifth rebound of the ballgame. 49-35, a Valley Falls leads. Katzenmeyer guarding Massey. They give it to Biggs, now to Jalen Massey. Working against Cervantes. Back to Darian Massey, left wing. He's picked up by Katzenmeyer. Down to the left corner to Miller. Miller looking inside for Biggs. Couldn't quite get it to him, so they give it back to Bones. Back to Miller, left wing. Miller looking. Finds an opening towards the basket. In the paint underneath a four. The shot is up and good for Fairborn. He's got 3 points. Linden now leads 51-35. Miller leaves it off for Kraxner, and he's going to be fouled. Kraxner heading back to the free throw line. 18 foul on the Linden Tigers. So Kraxner getting set here again, trying to cut into this lead. It's 51-35. Valley Falls trails by that 16-point margin. Kraxner trying to make it 15. It does so on that one. He's now got 9 points. And it makes it 51-36. Linden leads Valley Falls. 6:24 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Kraxner getting set for the second one. On its way, that one off the front of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Darian Massey, his seventh rebound of the ballgame. Biggs with it, driving to the left wing, hands it off there to Fairborn. Back to Biggs, left wing. Biggs letting the offense set up, working against Kraxner. He drives into the paint. Turn around, kicks it back out, Darian Massey, left wing. Biggs sets the screen. Massey, back to Biggs, left wing. He'll fire up the three. It's no good. Rebound tracked down by Bones. Bones gives it to Miller, blocked by Cervantes. Ball's up for grabs, still fighting for the basketball, and Evans comes away with the loose ball. Katzmeyer inside. He's going to be fouled. A block going to be called on the Tigers. Their ninth team foul of the second half. Katzmeyer will head to the free throw line for the Dragons. Again, trying to cut into this Tiger lead. Darian Massey picks up his second personal foul. 5:46 left to go. 51-36. Linden leads Valley Falls here in the boys' third place game. Gatzmeyer trying to cut into the lead. Off to the right. No good on the first one. His first free throw attempt in the ball game. He has 9 points. He's hit to three threes for the Dragons so far. 5:46 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Gatzmeyer's second one, no good. Rebounded by Biggs. Biggs' first rebound of the ball game. Biggs working against Kraxner across the timeline. Drives down left corner. Darian Massey inside for Biggs. Biggs working against Kraxner at the left block. Drives into the paint. Spin move off the right left shoulder. No good. Fights for the rebound is on, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Evan. Will remain Tiger basketball. 5:27 left to go here in the fourth quarter. 51-36. The Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons. Bones will inbound for Linden. Looking, gets it in to Darian Massey, right corner. Dribbles up to the right wing, working against Gatzmeyer still. Dribbles all the way over to left wing, hands it off to Bones. Bones down to the left corner, picks up his dribble, back to Darian Massey, left side. Looking, goes to Biggs, left wing. He's picked up by Kraxner. Biggs, looking, finds Miller. Miller drives inside, layup good. Miller's got 23 points. And the Linden Tigers now lead 53-36. Miller drives in for Valley Falls. Looks underneath, finds Kraxner. Back out Miller. Miller, deep three. Blocked by Darian Massey. Picked up by Toby Miller. They find Biggs behind the defense and up for two. He's got 12 points. He's the second or third a Tiger with at least double digits, 55-36 as Miller drives inside. They leave it off for Evans. Evans up and under and good. He's got 10 points now. A timeout going to be called by the Valley Falls Dragons as they trail 55-38. 4:34 left to go here in this fourth quarter. Timeout called. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Dragon Basketball on KNZA.
Whether it's commercial or residential, no job is too large or too small for L&L Construction. Call today for a free estimate. 913-367-3161. L&L Construction, where quality is their priority.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Valley Falls boys luck at state basketball. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County. Go Valley Falls Dragons!
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Bramlage Coliseum. The Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons 55-38 with 4:30 left to go in the fourth quarter of this boys' third-place game. Gatzmeyer going to get called for a foul as he was trying to come in from behind and tip that one out of Darian Massey's hands. Going to be foul on Gatzmeyer. Seventh team foul on the Tigers. So Massey heads to the free throw line. He's got 11 points. Gets the first one to fall in. Hits the front of the iron. Went up in the air. Got it to bounce in. Makes a 56-38. An 18-point Tiger lead. 4:28 left to go here in the boys' third-place game from Class 2A State Tournament in Manhattan. As Massey hits them both, he's now got 13 points. And it makes it a 19-point Tiger lead. 57-38. Miller all the way down top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Gatzmeyer, deep three, way past the NBA range that time. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Tigers. So Linden touches it last, and it will be Valley Falls basketball. 4:17 left to go in this fourth quarter. And the Valley Falls Dragons trail by 19, 57-38. Evans hands off Gatzmeyer, right corner. Gatzmeyer, pump fakes, dribbles up to the right wing. Working against Biggs, drives inside, spin move, and foul going to be called here on the Tigers. 10th team foul. Fouls on to Carl Basil, his third personal foul. Sends Gatzmeyer back to the free throw line. He was 0 of 2 moments ago from the line. 4:07 left to go into this fourth quarter. Boys' third place game. Class 2A state tournament. Gatzmeyer hits the first one. He now has 10 points. Second Dragon in double digits as Zach Evans has 10. Now Gatzmeyer with 10. 57-39, 4:07 left to play. Linden leads Valley Falls here in the boys' third place game. Gatzmeyer's second one good as well. He's now got 11 points. And it makes it a 17-point Linden lead, 57-40, 4:05 left to play here in the third place game of this Class 2A state basketball tournament. In Manhattan at Bramlage Coliseum, Biggs drives all the way inside, wide open layup, he left it too hard, off the glass, and rebounded by Evans, his ninth rebound. Now, fighting for the basketball as Basil comes away with the steal. The Tigers drive in, Toby Miller just out of his reach, back-to-back turnovers, as both teams just trading turnovers now, fifth turnover of the ballgame for the Tigers, 12 turnovers of the game for the Valley Falls Dragons. Devontae gives it to Miller. 3:45 and counting left to go. 17-point Linden lead, 57-40. Miller drives all the way inside. Shot off to the left, no good. Rebounded by Miller. Miller's got 7 rebounds now. And a foul going to be called. 18th foul on Valley Falls. 3:35 left to go. And Linden leads by 17, 57-40. 18 foul. Miller getting set for the free throw. Having a huge game here. 23 points so far. 7 rebounds as well. Getting set for the first one. On its way. No good. Rebounded by Evans. Unofficially a double-double for Evans. As Cervantes' left baseline shot is up and good. He now has 10 points. Third at Dragon in double digits. 57-42, 3:20 left to go. Linden leads by that 15-point margin. Biggs brings it up the court. He works against Kraxner. Kraxner tips it out. And it will remain a Tiger basketball. Traxner able to tip that one out of bounds. So Valley or Linden will inbound. Darian Massey looking. Finds Miller, right wing. Miller dribbles back out front between the circles. Picked up by Evans. They give it to Biggs. Biggs, top of the key, working against Kraxner. Biggs on the dribble, hands it off to Darian Massey, left side. 3 minutes and counting left to go in this fourth quarter. Backdoor pass for Biggs. Biggs, left baseline, shot is good. Biggs has 14 points now. And Linden leads 59-42, and now 44 as Miller drives all the way inside. Miller's got his first points of the ball game. A full timeout going to be called by Valley Falls with a 2:46 left to go. A full timeout. We'll take it with them. You're listening to Dragon Basketball on KNZA.
Valley Falls Pharmacy has a friendly, knowledgeable staff ready to help you with your prescription needs. They're a preferred network for SilverScript, Aetna, and Clear Spring Medicare insurance plans, providing free local delivery. You can reach them at 785-945-3711.
Jade Millwrights, locally owned by Dale Elliott and Jeremy DeLisi, offers new systems or repairs for your specific needs. See them for grain handling equipment, elevator legs, conveyors, dump pits, concrete, new construction, and new building layouts too. Jade Millwrights in Hiawatha.
KNZA.
And welcome back. A two-man hat and Jesse Ray with you. A courtside from Bramlage Coliseum, host site for the Class 2A State Basketball Tournament. Boys' third-place game has 2 minutes and 46 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter, and the Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons 59-44. It will be Tigers basketball out of the timeout. Kraxner, Cervantes, along with Miller, Gatzemeyer, and Evans for the Valley Falls Dragons. Ball tipped around. Biggs comes away with the loose basketball. Passes it ahead. Still fighting for the loose ball. And a turnover by the Tigers. Kraxner came away with the loose ball. Miller drives inside. He lost the handle on it. Stolen away by Biggs. Biggs ahead to Basil. Basil holds on to it. And a foul going to be called on Miller. His second personal foul. Ninth, a team foul on the Dragons. Third personal on Brennan Miller. Looks like in for the Linden Tigers will be number 3, Jalen Massey. Linden leads 59-44, 2:26 left to go in the fourth quarter. Basil's free throw off to the left, no good. Kraxner tracks it down to the left corner, his sixth rebound of the ball game. Miller to Kraxner, out to Gatzemeyer, deep three, good! Kraxner's got 14 points. He's hit NBA range threes all game long. Biggs got away with dragging that pivot foot. Valley Falls fans here in Manhattan not happy about that as Miller has it. 2 minutes left to go. They find Biggs. Biggs drives in, misses the dunk. He misses the dunk, but Toby Miller comes down with the rebound, and now he's going to be fouled. Biggs went down the middle. The seas parted, and he missed the dunk, but Miller able to track down the basketball. 10th team foul on the Dragons. Toby Miller will head to the free throw line with a minute 56 left to go. And Linden leading 59-47. Miller's first one on its way. Good. He's now got 24 points. 60-47. 13-point advantage for the Linden Tigers. Miller getting set for the second one. On its way. Good as well. Miller's got 25, and it makes it 61-47 with a minute 50 left to go. Linden leads the Valley Falls here in the boys' third-place game. Gatzemeyer kicks it out to Cervantes. Cervantes drives in, kicks it underneath. Evans, layup, good. Evans has 12 points. Valley Falls is going to use their final timeout here. Minute 43 left to go in the fourth quarter, 61-49. The Linden Tigers lead the Valley Falls Dragons, and the Dragons led early 12-10. They led 24-20 in the second quarter, but Linden Tigers outscored Valley Falls 23-12 in the second quarter and led 33-24 at halftime. And then Linden doubled up Valley Falls in the third quarter, 16-8, and led 49-32 at the end of 3, So far here in the fourth quarter, it has been a Linden fourth quarter. They've outscored Valley Falls has outscored Linden here in the fourth quarter, 17-12. Right now, Linden continues to lead 61-49. Full court pressure by the Dragons out of the timeout. Miller works against Evans, and Evans going to get called for the foul. Sends Toby Miller back to the free throw line to shoot two for the Linden Tigers. Evans picking up his second personal foul. Miller back at the free throw line. Big night here for Toby Miller. He's got 25 points. Also have him for 8 rebounds, 3 steals, an assist, and a charge taken. Miller getting set for the first one. Trying to extend the Tiger lead. Does so. 26 points now for Toby Miller. Minute 40 left to play. Linden extends their lead. They now lead 62-49. Miller getting set for the second one. And it's on its way. It's good as well. 27 points for Toby Miller. And the Linden Tigers lead 63-49. Miller quickly up the court. They kick it out to Kraxner. Kraxner picks up his dribble to Gassmeier. Gassmeier step back three. Off to the left. Misses everything. Out of bounds. And it will be Linden basketball. Minute 29 left to play. The Tigers lead 63-49. A quick update for you. Again, a reminder, I should say. Coming up at 4 o'clock. The Royal Valley boys take on Heston in the Class 3A state championship from Hutchinson. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up at 4 o'clock as Vontes gets called for the foul. It will be Biggs at the free throw line. Vontes with the foul, his second personal foul. Biggs back at the free throw line. 63-49. The Linden leads with a minute 22 left to go. First one to four Biggs, no good off the front of the iron. Biggs getting set for the second one now. On its way, good on the second one. He's now got 15 points. And Linden leads leads a Valley Falls a 64-49. Miller again quickly up the court for the Dragons. Crosses over, lost the handle on it, stolen away by Jalen Massey. Massey to Basil, to Massey underneath for Biggs. He's got 17 points, and Darian Massey has 3 assists. Zach Evans drives inside. A layup, no good. Rebound put back by Cervantes, no good. Rebound put back by Evans, and he's going to be fouled. Unofficially, a double-double for Zach Evans here in this ballgame. I have him for 12 points and 11 rebounds. Basil picks up the foul, his fourth personal foul. Sends Zach Evans to the free throw line for the Dragons, trying to cut in the 66-49 Linden lead. A first one, no good. 56 seconds left to go. The Tigers are substituting in and out here. For the Valley Falls Dragons, they're also substituting a few players in and out here, trying to get all of them for you. Looks like Logan Martin's into the ballgame for Valley Falls. Also in, looks like Hayden Carney into the ballgame. Mason Allen in, looks like Nolan Dormarchi into the ballgame as well. Toby Miller going to take his seat. Gets a standing ovation here from the Linden Tigers. What a great game for the senior. 27 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 assist, and a charge taken in his final game wearing the black and orange for the Linden Tigers. So a hats off to Toby Miller. A great game for him as Zach Evans hits the free throw. He's got 13 points. So Romaggi back into the ball game, for the first time. Also in is Denton Elias. Also taking a seat in the standing ovation, Darian Massey, the 6'1 senior. He's hit a couple big shots for the Tigers. Again, they lead by 16 with 56 seconds left to go. It's 66-50. Daxton Miller brings it up the court for the Tigers. They go out front now to Stavix. Just a quick timeout here for the Linden Tigers. One more substitution as Bones comes back into the ballgame. Looks like Basil going to take his seat. Also coming back in is Evan Fearborn. And Stevick takes a seat. 46 seconds left to go. Linden leads by 16, 66-50. Also coming back in is Caden Massey, the 6'8 sophomore for the Tigers. So Massey coming back in. There's the whistle. We're ready to go. Back to action here. After all the Linden substitutions, get those seniors a standing ovation here for their hard work for the Linden Tigers. Massey inside. Kicks it back out front and now to Miller. Miller top of the key with 30 seconds left. 66-50, a 16-point Linden lead here in the boys' third-place game of the Class 2A state tournament here from Manhattan. 20 seconds left to go. They hand it off and now to Marcotte. Back out front to Fearborn. Fearborn on the dribble. He works against Martin. Dribbles back out, 8 seconds left. Hands it off to Bones. He's going to hold on to it near half court, 5 seconds. The Linden Tigers are going to defeat the Valley Falls Dragons 66-50 here in the boys' third-place game. As we'll take a timeout, we'll be back to wrap things up here from Manhattan right after this. You're listening to Dragons Basketball on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Jamie Heinen is your local hometown real estate agent. With her knowledge about the markets, she's committed to working hard for her clients and to selling fast. Contact Jamie Heinen with Covenant Real Estate at 785-640-2004.
Heinen Custom Operations is proud of the Valley Falls Dragons making it to the state tournament. From residential to commercial, the multi-talented team at Heinen Custom Operations makes your dream their blueprint. Contact them today at 785-945-3321. Heinen Custom Operations. Save the date for the Dirt Road Junk Fest, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, October 8th. Food, antiques, junk, handmade items, and fun for the kids. With over 200 vendors, you're sure to find some treasures. Go to DirtRoadJunkFest.com for more info.
The 2022 private treaty bull sale is underway now for Rinkus Cattle Company at Holton. A sale catalog is available online at RINKESCattle.com or text or call at 785-845-5272.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizen State Bank. If money were not a factor, what would your dream house look like? Picture it now. Would it be a large farmhouse with wraparound porch and a lot of green space? Or would it be a modern home in town? Wherever your mind goes and whatever your dream consists of, Citizen State Bank can help you get there. Come in and speak with Del, Randy, Jennifer, or Luke today and see what we can do for you. Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back to Manhattan and Bramwich Coliseum. One final time for the ballgame as the Linden Tigers defeat the Valley Falls Dragons 66-50 here in the boys' third-place matchup. The Dragons led 12-10 after quarter number one. The Tigers outscored the Dragons in the second quarter 23-12, led 33-24 at halftime. The Dragons doubled up the Dragons in the third quarter 16-8 and led 49-32 at the end of three. The Dragons were able to outscore the Tigers in the fourth quarter 18-17, but the Tigers held on to win by 16, 66-50. For the Linden Tigers, it was 3 points for Carl Basil. Also 3 points for Jesse Stevick. 4 points for Evan Fearborn. It was a big night for Toby Miller in his final game, 27 points for the 6'3 senior. Also 13 points for Darian Massey, 17 points for Jackson Biggs. For the Valley Falls Dragons, they had 13 points and 11 rebounds from Zach Evans. It was 2 points for Carson Clark. Looks like 10 points for Dylan Cervantes, 9 points for Trenton Craxner, and again 9 points, 2 points for Brendan Miller, and 14 points for Avery Gatzemeyer. The Dragons end up the season 24-2 on the year. The Linden Tigers can take the bronze back at 2 Linden. They are 23-3 on the season. As that is going to do it for me, Jesse Ray. It's been fun joining you on this Saturday afternoon from Manhattan as the Valley Falls Dragons fall to the Linden Tigers 66-50. Again, a reminder coming up at 4 o'clock. Going to be a championship broadcast for you as Justin going to be on the call from Hutchinson as the Class 3A boys, a state championship going to take place. Royal Valley takes on Heston, and that's coming up in about 40 minutes from now. So stay tuned. Coming up, going to be that championship game. And that's going to do it for Seth. Back at the studio, I'm Jesse Ray, calling it Dragon Basketball on KNZA.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.